Assalamu alaikum. I would like to relate my experience in the hope that it will inspire other women with hope to persevere and achieve their goals. My experience and difficulties, pain and restriction of the use of my leg goes back plus minus 50 years. As a child, I was an outstanding athlete. I partook in all types of sporting activities at school. I also performed many singing and dancing acts on stage at our school concerts. When I was 10 years old, I suffered severe pain in my right ankle, which resulted in about 8 operations performed on my ankle with unsuccessful results. I still experience pain every day ever since. Despite the pain and restriction of movement in my ankle, I worked full-time in retail outlets. I got married when I was 18 years old. I still remember the heartache I felt when I had to wear a sort of built-up boot on my wedding day. On many occasions, I felt very bitter towards my Creator Allah for having to go through my day-to-day activities and duties of raising my 3 children and having to work to supplement the family income when I was in constant pain. Why me? Despite the constant pain and limited use of my leg, I did fashion designing, flower arranging, cake decorating and numerous other crafts. Little did I know at that time that Almighty Allah was preparing me for great achievements in the future. I saved small amounts of money from my dressmaking towards my burning desire to perform Hajj. Allah Ta'ala granted me the opportunity to perform Hajj in 1998 when I was 48 years old. I noticed whenever I experienced unbearable pain whilst on Hajj and felt that I could no longer walk, it felt as if someone was carrying me and that it became easier. Whilst on this blessed journey and in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, it dawned on me how lucky I was that Allah chose me to put me through this difficulty and pain. I shuddered to think of what would have become of me if I still had full use of my leg. There was only to be destruction for me if I pursued my desire for athletics or even became a professional dancer. I made sincere tawbah and thanked Almighty Allah for saving me from total disaster and disgrace. I made dua to Allah to open His doors of sustenance for me, whereby I could work from home instead of being exposed to the public like previously behind shop counters. I felt peace and contentment in my heart. I no longer envied other women who walked so gracefully in their high-heeled shoes, whilst I walked with a limp. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala replaced the disability and restriction to the use of my leg with exceptional talent and creativity in my hands. Today, I run a very professional and successful embroidery studio. I started teaching embroidery to young girls and ladies 11 years ago. My embroidery featured in many well-known magazines and exhibitions both locally and abroad. All through the years, my husband and children were very supportive in furthering my ambitions and goals. At 59 years of age, I teach full-time from home and also do my domestic chores and fulfill my duties as a wife. I have a helper once or twice a week if the need arises. Allah granted me a few more opportunities to go for Hajj and Umrah. My message to my sisters is that don't ever question Allah's will and never give up. Allah will not burden you with more than you can bear. He is most kind, most merciful. This story comes from Mrs. Rabia Mutala. حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك.
Wow, wow, wow.
The stories continue to leave us in awe and have you, the listener, waiting in anticipation. Radio Islam brings you Wow, a tribute to our Muslim women, a tribute to our women of wonder.
You've wowed us with your stories of inspiration and motivation. It's now time for us to wow you with prizes up for grabs. The first prize is a Kenwood Prospero with all accessories sponsored by Honeybee, plus a weekend getaway to the Boma St. Lucia sponsored by Africa Cash & Carry. The 4 weekly winners receive a Russell Hobbs slow cooker courtesy of Honeybee. And the daily winners receive a beautiful abaya courtesy of Mr. Egypt. The Radio Islam Woman of Wonder Wow Tribute, inspiring and motivating women to new heights of success.
Women of Wonder, touching lives, inspiring others, and finally being acknowledged.
الحب حيّاكم وشوق حيّانا.